Track 2. Extract 2.
20 years in the game, Richard, and no one has yet come close to breaking the records you set. What do you put your success down to?
Well, I've had a lot of experience after all that time, endless hours of practice. But for me, it's more to do with the psychological approach, maintaining discipline and focus, setting an aim and not getting distracted, no matter whether the game is going well or against us. I reckon for some sports, it's about a physical advantage you're born with. But with cricket, it's applying your mind in the right way.
Is there any advice you'd give to up-and-coming young players?
Not advice as such. Whether a match has been a resounding success or it's ended in failure, we each have to analyse our strengths and weaknesses and use that to get the best out of our next team performance. Something I find to be a negative development, though, I'm afraid, is a rather aggressive manner in which certain young players celebrate their performance. I mean the way they now punch the air and those other gestures of victory. Cricket is supposed to be a dignified game. There's no place for showing off.